Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome, this is Nicola Beer and I'm so happy you're here. Today I'm going to be talking to you about getting past the affair. Specifically, this episode is to discuss therapy for cheaters, what to do after an affair, and some of the common things that cheaters will ask me about what they've done, how to move forward, and how to repair the relationship. So I'm going to be going through a list of steps, of actions, giving the best guidance I can in the time that we've got for this episode. I'm really going to be specifically looking at how to deal with infidelity in your marriage if you've cheated. Because one of my most popular programs is therapy for cheaters who have cheated on their husband or wife and need some guidance as they're overwhelmed not knowing how to deal with the infidelity in their marriage. There are many steps a husband or wife who cheats can take to get through this difficult time, to restore the peace, to save the marriage if that's what they want to do, and return to a sense of normality after the affair. The first step is to decide, do you want to save your marriage? If you are not sure and having doubts, saving a marriage is going to be extremely difficult, as your spouse will sense whether you are in the marriage or not. And staying undecided will damage the marriage further. So that's the first thing. Is it that you want to save the marriage? Is it that you want to end it but you don't have the courage? Are you confused? Getting some therapy to get yourself out of the confused state is important. Not only for your own sanity to keep asking yourself what you want, going round in circles, trying to use the mind to work it out when really it's the heart and it's that gut feeling, that intuition. So I help people to get into their body to then work out what they really want to be and have their relationship like. When I work with someone, what I do, if they are confused, is I go through the top 20 relationship needs in a relationship and have them identify what are their top 7, what do they really need to be happy, and then looking and assessing the relationship, can they get that with their partner? Will their partner meet their top 7? And then at the same time, we look at those 20 and top relationship needs and look at, can you give your husband or wife what they need? What are your husband's and wife's needs? Are you meeting them? Because if you're not meeting each other's needs, you're going to be unhappy in the relationship. And this is how affairs begin. They often begin because of frustration that somebody has or something that's missing in a relationship. So that's the first part we do, looking at what are the needs in the relationship. And then from that, you can get into action, which is the most important thing. Because if you've decided that you want to save a marriage, if you've decided that you want to end the relationship, if you've decided that you're really not sure and you need to make a decision, then getting into action is the only way to know. No amount of begging, pleading and talking after the affair will convince your husband or wife that you won't cheat again. And this is multiplied if you have also, when given the opportunity to tell the truth, the chance to tell the truth about the affair, to come clean, and you fail to do so. Even more, they will not believe or trust what you've said. So here, you clearly need to demonstrate that they can trust you. And this requires trust, commitment, and patience. Apologising, showing affection, giving attention, and allowing your partner to vent and ask as many questions as they like is the beginning phase of saving a marriage after an affair. And then there's a long term as well. But that's definitely something to look at the short term. And stay to the end of this episode because I'll be giving my top 10 steps for saving a relationship and for moving forward. The biggest mistakes I see cheaters make after the affair is they spend too much time either analysing themselves or sitting on the fence, unsure what they want or who they want. Or thirdly, they take action in a half-hearted way, making half-hearted attempts that the person that's been cheated on can feel this half-heartedness, and it causes more pain. Having a clear plan when saving a marriage to getting past the affair is needed. It lays the foundation for a long-term marriage happiness and shows your husband or wife that you really want to make amends for what you've caused. So I really highly recommend creating a plan of what you're going to do, when you're going to do, so you follow through, rather than saying things like, okay, I need to be a bit more affectionate, or I need to be a bit kinder, or I need to make them feel safe, with no real set actions and goals. So let's talk about therapy for cheaters. Often people will come to me asking about therapy for cheaters, or if I know a cheater support group. Getting past the affair is much easier if you have some guidance and a thought partner to talk through all the questions going on in your mind, rather than leave them circling around in your head. It is possible to go from confusion to clarity quite quickly after an affair if you work with someone who is focused on how to deal with infidelity in your marriage. If you're wondering if therapy for cheaters could be right for you, then I'm going to list to you top 20 things I get asked. So why not listen in and see if any of these thoughts are things that you are also thinking and feeling. And if they are, then it's possible to discuss them, to get them out of your head, and to work out solutions through actions or assessments that we can do, or you can do on your own, to move out of the stuck confusion state. So one of the questions that I'm often asked, number one, is why have I cheated when I'm totally against affairs? And there can be many reasons for that. The second is, why can I not say no to the other person? Why can't I say no to cheating? And again, there's often lots of different reasons behind that. The third question that I'm often asked is, why do I find myself scrolling online for people to sex with? They're wondering why they have that urge, that craving, that drive to connect with people online or to sex on WhatsApp. The other one is, why do I find it hard to give up flirting? Some people find it really, really hard to not flirt. And we explore that, where it comes from and how to change it, if you want to change it. Some people, it's part of their personality. The next one is, does my sexting and affair mean I'm a sex addict? So a lot of the times people come to me, it's because they want to know what sex addiction is. They want to know what porn addiction is. They want to know if they have a cheating addiction. Another thing, number six, that I'm asked is my cheating a sign of a midlife crisis or low self-esteem? So we explore that. And if it is the case, then there are many ways to explore low self-esteem. And I don't really believe in there's a midlife crisis. I think there's a midlife change. And we explore how to navigate the midlife change so that you are sticking to your values of what's most important to you, your morals in life, and changing things in a healthier way. Obviously, affair is not changing things in a healthy way for you, for the relationship, and if you have any children, for any children. Number seven is, people ask me, did I have the affair to sabotage myself, to sabotage and ruin my happiness? Am I a self-sabotager? And we look at any history and patterns of that and how to change it. Number eight is, why did I risk everything? Why did I risk everything I care about for someone that's not even important or right at all? So they're really trying to understand, what made them do this? What was the drive when they know that perhaps the person they were having an affair with is not relationship material, or not the person that they can see themselves as, or not a person they even get along with? Why did they risk it? And we explore that. Number nine is wondering whether their husband or wife will ever get over what they've done. Will the marriage be able to be repaired? Is too much damage happened? Is there too much water under the bridge for it to be resolved? And then I will go through for this, what are the right actions to create happiness after an affair? And what are the steps that you can do to help your husband or wife heal? And what are the steps you can do together as a couple to create a stronger and happier relationship? Number 10, one of the most common questions I get asked and I cover in one or two sessions is, how can I calm my husband or wife's anger and resentment? I'm being attacked all the time. So they're looking at how to help their husband or wife calm their anger or calm their anxiety. And sometimes there's work to get over the fear or the feeling of being attacked all the time, because sometimes this could be in our head. And you can sometimes interpret everything as an attack when it's not an attack. As I mentioned at the beginning, sometimes people come for therapy because they're stuck to know, what do I want? They're really confused between what they want, whether the relationship can be saved, how to go about saving it. And sometimes there can be anxiety and depression mixed in with this. The most common, number 12, is, how do I get my partner to trust me again? And there are key things you can say, do, and be to create trust in you. And I'll go over that often with people, because it doesn't happen overnight, and definitely talking is not enough. Then sometimes I have people come to me who have cheated, asking me, what do they do if they love them both, or if they are in love with them both? How do they handle that process, being in love with two people at the same time? Then there are people who really don't recognize themselves, and they will say to me, I never thought I would cheat. I've become a different person. I don't recognize myself anymore. Who am I? And we go through exercises to work out who they are, what they want, what makes them happy, and then from that, the action steps to move forward. Then sometimes people will ask me why they lie. Are they a compulsive liar? Why did they continue to lie? Why are they lying and not able to share the truth? And so we look at lying, confidence, expressing yourself, understanding the pattern of betrayal and lying, and how it does is a massive disservice to ourselves, to the other person, and the marriage. The next one, number 15, is, oh sorry, 16, is, why can't I end the affair? So sometimes I work with cheaters who can't end the affair. They try to end the affair and then they find themselves back in the affair. And we cover, what is the attachment they have? What is their fear that they're losing? What are their real important values in life and morals, and what do they want their life to look like, and explore actions and steps to ending the affair. Sometimes it's fear, sometimes it's guilt, regret, worry, all these different kinds of things. Number 17 is, how can I get over the hate for myself and what I've done? How do I get over that hate, that guilt, the shame? Because we carry shame in our face. And so it's a really difficult thing to hold on to. So it's really important, whether you work with a friend, a coach, someone you trust, to let go of the negative emotions you have around yourself. Because if you're stuck in self-pity, if you're stuck in beating yourself up, you're not going to be able to create a happy environment for your relationship or your future. So letting go of the guilt and the anger can be very important towards yourself as well. Learning from your mistake and making the right choices and actions moving forward. Number 18, a question I often get asked is it possible to be sexually attracted to my husband or wife again? Is it possible to get the passion back? And I go through the steps on what you can do to really create more sexual chemistry, passion in a relationship, if somebody asks me this. And then they can decide, do they want to do those actions or not? Because it is absolutely possible. It's just having the right actions and steps for you. The next thing I often get asked is, How long does it take for a person to heal after the affair? Sometimes men or women will come to me years after they cheated on their husband or wife, and they're still not being trusted. And they're worried, is this going to continue? And they're wondering, how can they help their wife to heal? How can they help their husband to heal? And sometimes people come to me after just a few weeks or few months, and they're wondering what the process is. I do have other podcast episodes on how long does it take to heal from an affair, so do check those out. And obviously do feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions on those. I'll be happy to help you. And then one of the most popular questions, number 20, that I get asked time and time again now, and not just from cheaters, but also from many men and women in relationships, and this is, I want to explore an open marriage. How do I discuss that with my husband or wife? Or, Nicola, do you have any insights on whether open marriages work? How do open marriages work? What are the rules for open marriages? All things like that. And I will just discuss different examples of couples that I've worked with for people to make their own decisions about whether this is something they want and how to have that conversation if there is something that they really want. So those are the kind of questions that people ask me. Now, if you want to look at them again in more detail, I'm going to put this episode as a blog on my website, nicolabeer.com. So just go to nicolabeer.com, choose blog, and you'll find this article on my website. So I'm going to put it up there today. If you have any deeper questions like any of these, unfortunately, they won't often go away by themselves. In fact, a lot of people that I've worked with have said to me that they're just getting more and more stuck in their own mind, wondering these questions, searching for answers, and not really getting the clarity that they need. Not only does that create a lack of focus in other important things that you may have to do, like looking after the home, the family, and work, it also creates poor sleep, low mood. And so it's really important, if you've got these questions, to talk to somebody, to get them out of your head and into some kind of positive moving forward action. If you do want to save your marriage, it's essential that you get into some kind of action, because being in your head, your partner will feel that you're not present with them. They will feel that you're not there fully, and that will cause further heartbreak and upset in the relationship. Now, sometimes people will come to me therapy because their husband or wife has sent them to me. They'll want them to deal with the root issues that led them to cheat. They want to understand why they've cheated, to get to perhaps the root of the self-esteem, to get to perhaps the root of the addictive nature, if that's going on, or to assess whether they have depression. Or sometimes I get husbands and wives sending their partner to me because they really want them to get into the right actions to help them. So I go through how to help your spouse repair the relationship, how to help you help them heal after the affair, what you can say to soothe their anxiety, what you can do to support them to go through it. So I just want to summarize in this episode a list of actions that you can do to make sure that you give your marriage the best chance if you really want to save it. These are actions that you can take, and they do need to be tailored and matched to your husband or wife. You know them better than a general textbook does. So when I work with somebody to help them heal their marriage, we make it specific, obviously, to what their husband or wife enjoys doing, what they value, what their important relationship needs are, their communication style, so that it's more effective. But I'm going to give you the 10 top actions as a general overview. Again, you can find these on my website and my blog if you want to have a copy that's written down of these. So number one is to make a really, really heartfelt apology. Your partner has to completely and utterly feel that you regret what you've done, that you can see the damage and you can see the pain that they're in. The second is to be romantic. Show them that you want them, that you're not just doing it for the children, or you're not just doing it because you don't want to be on your own, but that you really want them. The third is be patient. Understand that they may need to ask the questions repeatedly, especially at the beginning. The next one is to take responsibility for the affair instead of blaming. And this one's really important, because how can your partner trust that you're going to get over it if you are not taking full responsibility for your part, for your choice and decision to cheat? The fifth is to be completely transparent about the past, as the marriage really needs honesty to thrive, and more so than ever after an affair. So really be completely open, completely transparent. This really helps. And it also really helps a good sex life as well, because in order to feel safe, in order to have great sex, we need to be completely open and trusting somebody. The next thing is allow them to monitor or check you if they need to at the beginning. Do things to make them feel comfortable. Allow them to see your phone or social media if it's going to create peace for them. It's not a long-term strategy for sure, but if it's something in the interim just to help them, then give them that peace. Number seven is be extra kind and loving with your words and give genuine compliments. Really show and give reassurance. The chances are they're going to feel very anxious, and they're also going to be very self-critical, wondering, are they not attractive? Are they not good in bed? What's wrong with them? Why can't they keep you interested? All kinds of negative thoughts are going to be flooding their mind. So what you say, building them up, is really important. Number eight is make extra time for them. Give them attention when you do have time for them. Really show an interest in how their day was. Notice when they've had their hair cut or they're wearing something new. Really give attention. Number nine is be consistent and do what you say you will do, as it really rebuilds trust. They have what you say, a 24-hour foreplay. And what that means is what you do outside of the bedroom can make a huge impact in the bedroom. Now, I know we're not talking about sex today in this episode, but being a person that follows through, being a person that says, right, we're going to have a date night, and then arranging it, being a person that says, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make it up to you, and following through on those actions. Consistency creates trust, creates happiness, and allows your partner to feel safe with you, which is really essential. And then number 10 is do get help and support for yourself or for the marriage to be redirected in a new direction. And get the right support. Make sure that you interview and you check that the person that you're going to work with is right for both you and your wife. Are they going to be focusing on going over the problems again and again? Or are they going to be focusing on the solutions? Are they going to be having you talk the whole time and just listen and empathize? Or are they going to be giving you strategies, tools, directions, and steps to make things better? This is what you need to assess. What is the best program for you? What is the best program for your husband or wife? So that's it today from me. I hope this is really clear. If you have any questions about saving your marriage, rebuilding trust after the affair, or how to deal with infidelity, then do reach out to me. Through my website, you can book a free 20-minute strategy session with me where I can help you. And I can also discuss my one-to-one programs if you're interested in finding out more. You can also check out my audio programs by visiting my website. And these are audio programs which has 25 audios and PDFs that match, and workbooks that take you through the steps, step by step, into healing a relationship after an affair. From my heart to yours, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day or week wherever you are ahead. And as mentioned, I am going to put this episode in a blog format so that you can refer to it on my website, nicolabeard.com. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.